did this probably same presentation a couple of years ago. I think at that time there was still a lot of unsure where seed were actually getting small or not. In fact, in the panel that we had 2 years ago, there was a Dr. Borland, Fred Borland, that got up in front of me, and he said he didn't notice any seed size in anything that he had looked at over the last few years, and that I had to blow him out of the water. I said, "Man, I've been planting cottonseed now for almost 50 years, and when we started, I mean, you could the old Delta Pine 20s, the old Delta Pine 50s, you liked to gin them because you had 800 to 1,000 pounds sometimes of seed, and now all that's gone away. We're down to, in some cases, 600 pounds on some varieties of seed, and I'm hearing even less than that." Is Jerry in the office? Jerry? Okay, Jerry told me yesterday, Jerry Stuckey from Kansas said that they're approaching 500 pounds on some of the varieties. And he's experiencing the same thing I was 3 or 4 years ago. And that was, how you start that again, Harris? Just touch, I just want to, it's just fun to watch that thing work.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I could have done that, but where you looking at when you roll it? That's all right. Yeah. There you go. Okay. How long will it roll there?
Not very long. Just
here. Okay. Now, while this thing is going on, I'll want to show you that of course, very, very slow motion here. We know what's going on. We think that seed roll is round. It's not necessarily round, but if you'll notice the seed, how they're shooting toward, pulled through by the saw, and it's hitting those ribs pretty hard. Has to jerk the lint off the seed. I've been in the gin business now for almost 50 years, so it's a part of the gin. I've owned my own for now about 32, but there's some. Because of horsepower, because the need for speed from ginners, that the ginners want more cotton to go through these gins, and you take an 8-foot gin now that's got 250 horsepower and 200 saws, wasn't designed for that. It was designed for 40 horsepower and 100 saws. So we're putting tremendous pressures on the seed roll now, and the seed roll is actually extruding some seed through the hole that you normally pull tags out of, and I don't what's that called, Joe, in the relief hole, okay, and this is a original rib that comes in an aluminum, or was a couple of years ago, or consolidated, and in some cases continental. You got anybody that still gins on continentals here? Okay, I ginned on continentals for 26 years, and then went with aluminum, and these are actually probably Vandergrift ribs, and they make a good rib. It's we use Vandergrift ribs in continentals for years and years, and we wondered, and we did know we had some double legal continentals, and we run them with 150, so we run them pretty hard, and we didn't actually know why we were losing seed. Why you could go behind some lint cleaners and you would see that you're losing seed behind your gins, where your lint cleaners, the 24D lint cleaners would be, as Harrison says, they'd be throwing seed out in the floor. And the seed had to be getting through somewhere to get to your lint cleaners. We did not have super jets or air cleaners behind our gins, so we were able to see what was happening at the lint cleaner. And I mean, it was bad. We'd sweep up, and 15 minutes later, you'd sweep up again, and you'd get a pile of seed. So where was that seed going? If it wasn't going in the floor, it was going in your moats. So it took me a while to realize we're losing a lot of seed. And then to put that to perspective and how much seed we were using, I actually sold an older gin stand to one of our moat buyers. And I said, what are you needing a gin stand for? Well, we're just getting so much seed now that we're going to try to recover that seed. Well, all of that calculates, you know, into your head and say that, man, we got a problem here. So I got to trying to devise a way, changed up the moat system to where, and also had a reclaim system where you could bring in your trash back through and trying to get the rest of the lint out. And that's a pretty good process if y'all haven't done that yet. But in any case, I was recovering up to 3,000 pounds of seed per shift. And that was actually getting it in a hopper and going dumping it back in the hole where your blower usually, when your plug or something stops up, that's where we were dumping our seed back. And I weighed that hopper, and it had about 500 pounds of seed, and we were dumping it six times a shift. So we're actually losing a lot of seed. Jerry's losing a lot of seed. He was telling me that seed's popping out in front, popping out behind the meat cleaners, and he did have a super jet, so he don't know how much he's losing. You don't see that at that lint cleaner if you have that super jet first. So I don't want to take a super jet does a good job, but you just might not, you might have a problem, you don't realize you got a problem. Now, we all know that the seed are smaller and that there's not actually much, I don't think, that the ginner can do about this. We can complain. We sat in a meeting yesterday, and we're trying to decide what we can do to try to make the industry push for the breeders to try to push for larger seed. Breeders are out to sell their seed to the producer on whatever they think the producer wants to hear to get to buy their seed, and seed size is definitely way down the totem pole there. So they're going to have to come up with some way, I think, to change the industry. That may be what Joe's going to talk about, so that we can gin this. Whether we have to change these relief holes, whether we have to close the gap between the saws, but things are changing, and I think it's time that the industry looks at this and does something about it. But if you're losing seed, Jerry, like we are, because of my continental background and the fact that sometimes I was losing seed behind a gin stand and sometimes I wasn't, is because some gins had different ribs and some gins had the Vandegrift ribs. And let's see if I can get to this next slide. All right, here is an old continental rib. Notice the slide's kind of in backwards, but notice the hump here. That's the relief holes are not. There's the Vandegrift rib with the relief holes looking straight at you. When this rib goes in, the relief holes are looking straight up. And when the saw point is way back down here, down on this insert about halfway, and we do not lose near as much seed in this because the holes, relief holes are actually 180 degrees from the pressures that are the direction of the saw, in other words. So this has cured our seed problem. And to prove that I was having a big problem, Joe and all the Loomis guys were at the gym, and they were scratching their head. They set up cameras behind the gyms, and we were losing a lot of seed. And before that, I have a machine shop, and I'm a hobby machinist, more or less. So there's your seal inserts down. That's where, of course, the saw runs below the insert, about halfway where the screw is there. And let me see if I can get to. If you look at that, that's a sorry looking rib. But actually, what you're looking at is the same rib here as you are here. The exception is, I took some 3/8 keystock and got out there, and I could build one of these ribs in about 45 minutes. So it took me a long time, but I built about 50 ribs, and I put them in the middle of my gym stand, and to try to prove that I was not losing seed. Because I didn't know where this would work, but I knew that the common rib did not lose like the Vandegrift rib did. And I hate to be, is Mr. Vandegrift in here? I hope he's not. But I'm not selling anything now. I'm just trying to tell you the path that we went on here to try to eliminate all that seed loss. So I cobbled these up, and it's just not very professional, but they did the job. It did change probably the this is some of the places that I caught seed here. It did stop the seed loss problems, and Jerry's going to have to, he's going to have to work on his gyms, and I think he can eliminate 95% of his seed loss. I don't know what else all the, I've got a gob of things here that I guess I was going to tell you again, back to the producer. I am a producer, and I look for the highest yields I can possibly get. And when a seed salesman sends you or gives you a little booklet on his seed varieties and how much how much yield they got, of course you look at the top one, you cannot get off of that one. If that makes 100 pounds more yield than the next two below it, you're going to try to get that seed. You don't. It may be that you got 43% turnout versus 39% turnout, and you don't think of it. But the reason is you're not getting all the seed that some of the other varieties may have. The lower turnout varieties have, of course, got probably larger seed. And the producer, it's just like one of my producers, we were talking, drinking coffee one morning, and he says, I like that variety. I said, it don't have much seed in it, or it has good turnout. I can't remember exactly what you said. And man, as a ginner, I mean, that's the worst thing you can hear, you know, that we're down to about 600 pounds of seed, and I'm from West Tennessee, and we're about 600 pounds about our average seed. And he says, I like it because I can get 4.5 bales of cotton in one of those round, big, you know, one round module. And I used to couldn't get but 3.5, you know. And, you know, there he's making a point that I got to agree with him. You know, he's getting more in it, and that's what John. That's another thing that John Deere's trying to work on. How can you get more cotton in a round roll and make their bagging a lot cheaper? That's one way you can do it. You're getting a whole lot more lint in there, and of course that's all the producer cares about. He don't care if the gins are now selling 600 pounds of seed a bale, and we're not getting but $130 or $140 for it. Man, we're starving to death now. So. What's going to change? I don't know, but this is a way to keep from losing seed, I think, but maybe some drastic changes. So that's my presentation without reading a whole lot, and I'm here for questions when Joe and the rest of the panel gets up here and you ready? You next? Thank y'all. Yeah.